The 2008 flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Kwesi Indum, has declared his intention to contest the flag bearership slots of the party for next year's presidential election. Declaring his intention in an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Indum said his exploratory committee has identified all the problems that led to his defeat in the 2008 elections. He said he is taking steps to address the problems before election 2012. Dr. Indum said as part of his efforts to rejuvenate the CPP, he will be opening the Osu-Klote office today in consultation with the national executives, while the Winneba office will be opened tomorrow.
I have indicated my interest in becoming the presidential candidate of the Convention People's Party before I could actually act on it. I sent out some people throughout the country to do some exploratory work for me, because when you have contested for an election and failed in a way that we never anticipated, you don't reach headlong into the same race again without learning some lessons. They have done the research. They have brought me their results. They have recommended that I should enter the contest again. They put in place before me some conditions. One of the important conditions was that the quote-unquote CPP vehicle needed to be repaired, overhauled, to be made stronger and more attractive. And if that is done, then my contesting again would be useful. We are now ready to begin physically, publicly opening offices for the party throughout the 10 regions, and on our part, led by me, starting from today at the Osu-Klote constituency, we are going to work to open about 60 constituency offices throughout the country over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Doc, are you doing this in consultation with the national executives?
Yes, the new national executives haven't taken office yet, but the old executives are aware of what is going on. Tomorrow will be the time to open the Winneba office of the party. So all I'm saying is that, yes, I'm interested in becoming a candidate again.
On his absence at yesterday's Nkrumah Memorial Lectures, Dr. Indum said he was not invited. He said that notwithstanding, he spent the whole day on CPP-related activities, including radio programs.
It is important that we strengthen the party first. I hope that with what I am doing and what some of my friends are helping to do, of that issue will help so that by the time this year is over, we can say that in every constituency in this country, the CPP has opened offices and that we are ready to contest the elections in 2012.
Many do not doubt your contribution to the CPP and how far you brought the party. But then some are questioning your absence in yesterday's memorial lecture. Why were you not there?
Quite frankly, I was not aware that any such lecture was to take place. I never received any invitation from anybody. But in any case, I was doing my part for the CPP yesterday. In the morning, I spent an hour and a half on a program at Joy FM. In the afternoon, I spent time with City FM. In the evening, I was in the studio at Multi TV, also talking about the CPP, the development agenda, and so on and so forth.
How do you feel being a member of the CPP, looking at the fact that the whole world was celebrating the man who founded the party wanting to leave?
Founders Day is a very significant day for the citizens of the country. But in this instance, Founders Day for the Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah is a day that all of us really need to celebrate, because it didn't just bring independence for Ghana. It signaled the beginning of the independence struggle and the end of colonial rule.
CPP presidential hopeful Dr. Kwesi Indum talking to George Asekere. Meanwhile, the CPP says it is embarking on a massive membership drive across the country. According to the party, what is needed now is to sell its ideology to Ghanaians and convince the electorate on why the CPP should be the alternative to the NPP and NDC. The communications director of the party, William Dowokpo, told Radio Ghana that all its internal problems have been resolved. He said the CPP will conduct its presidential primaries before December this year, although he's not certain on the exact date.
Critical assignment is how to come across to the people of Ghana, the electorate in every corner of this country, as the viable alternative to the NDC and the NPP. That is our basic goal for now, because we believe that we have the ideology that if moving around development strategies as a nation, we would be the best political party that would be able to transform this country from the so-called third world into a developed one.
The new executives, have they taken office?
The new executives executive will be sworn in next week. Handing over will take place next week. But that does not slow down the moment. Kreka's assignment was to make sure that you took a polling station, an electoral area, a constituency. We needed to be satisfied that we had our own people on the ground, people we call our own, who were ready to do battle for us towards 2012. And we have that one in our pocket now. And
Election 2012 is just at the corner.
Yes.
When is the CPP going to have its presidential primaries?
We, out of our own volition, decided to have an early Congress, and that was based on a postmortem that we did. I can confirm to you that Congress to select the flag bearer would come on soon. It may be sooner than many people think. A new date will be set soon.
Many listeners will be wondering how soon is the word soon. But let me find out, is the soon going to mean that it will be held before the end of this year?
Oh, definitely, yes. Otherwise, you know, we go back where one, where we had our National Delegates Congress in December 2007, or 12 months to election 2008, were some 2 months, you know, behind time. So we effectively ran a 10-month campaign, and we are very much aware of that, and we are going to do things differently.
Communications Director of the CPP, William Dowafo.